Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
We only have a couple of days to pull this off, but this could be pretty dang cool. We're looking for a very specific person here.
Kind of almost feels like a needle in a haystack.
I bet there's somebody that wants to do this. So we got Father's Day on Sunday. A lot of you guys just drove off the side of the road.
No, what?
No, they only drive off the side of the road for Mother's Day. For Father's Day, they're like, yeah, I still got a couple more days.
Yeah, right. All right, so we got Father's Day on Sunday. We are looking for a woman that knows she's pregnant. She just hasn't told boyfriend, husband, whatever, just yet. And you've been trying to figure out a way, a unique way to tell him. Here's what we would like to do for you guys. We would like you to tell us about the situation. And then sometime, I guess on Friday, we would do this.
Have to.
We would need you to somehow, some way, get him in front of the radio, right? Listening to the radio, listening to the show. And in the middle of us talking about Father's Day, we will talk about your man and how great he's going to be as a father. And he's going to be looking at the radio going, what are you talking about? And we're going to break it basically for you on the radio that you are pregnant and he's about to be a dad.
And even if he is already a dad, but he's about to be a dad for a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, we can incorporate that into our message that he has been such an exemplary father for the past 3 years, and now he's going to be adding another one to the bunch, and he's just going to be double the fun.
So you video it, we'll record it, you will have it forever.
Yes.
Forever. And we're just going to sneak it into casual conversation, so he won't ever even see it really coming, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in on this, hit us up today, because we have to pull this off on Friday. So go to theburtshow.com, and it's one of the first things that you'll see on our website, and we'll start talking to you later on today. theburtshow.com. All right, so she is nervous about her husband right now. She has noticed that hubby here has been taking another woman to their favorite restaurant or restaurants, and she wants to know if dude might be messing around or not, and wants our help to try to get to the truth here. Mo's got the email.
For years, my husband and I enjoyed weekly date nights. We would frequent the same restaurant each time. However, over the past few years, our date nights have dwindled. What used to be weekly occasions became monthly, and eventually, they happened rarely, if at all. A few nights ago, I visited the restaurant we used to go to, this time with a couple of my girlfriends. One of the servers, who has worked there for years, recognized me and came over to chat. The conversation was casual until she glanced at my hand, noticing my wedding ring. She congratulated me, to which I replied, "For what?" She assumed I had remarried.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Her assumption left me confused, as the only times I had been to this restaurant in the past were with my husband, the only man I've ever been married to. I quickly corrected her, clarifying that I hadn't remarried and that I was still married to the same person. She seemed embarrassed and apologized. She admitted she had been confused and apologized for making such an assumption. She explained that she thought the woman my husband had been bringing to the restaurant was his new wife.
Oh, ready?
Oh no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dude.
Yikes.
Girl.
She then speculated that perhaps the woman was merely a friend or a coworker. She tried to backpedal. The whole situation was very awkward. So I simply laughed it off and agreed, saying, yes, just a friend. However, in truth, I had no idea what she was talking about. I wasn't aware that my husband had been visiting the restaurant at all, let alone who he might have been bringing with him. Before I accuse him or jump to conclusions...
Oh, we've jumped. We're off the cliff.
Yeah.
We're gone. We are flying.
I need your help figuring out what is going on here.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So server went one line too long, too. She explained that she thought the woman my husband had been bringing to the restaurant was his new wife.
Well, you know how.
Why did she even have to volunteer that?
Well, because you panic. So now you're starting to get hot under the collar. Yeah. You made that mistake. So now you're trying to make it better. Then all of a sudden, all these words start coming out of your mouth. And your brain is telling you to STFU. Mm-hmm. But your lips are still just. And then before you know it, all this is on the table.
Now, there could be a perfectly good explanation for why he's bringing other people to this restaurant, right?
Could there be?
Dying to hear it.
I was going to ask you.
Plus, the fact that she assumed, obviously, his body language when he's with this woman, she was under the assumption that they were a couple. Like, there's a different, like, you have different body language when you're out with a friend, when you're out with a coworker, when you're out with a family member, at least I hope so, than if you're out with somebody that you're romantically invested in.
Mm. And how would you not know this information if you are bringing someone to your favorite restaurant? Like, how would you hide or not tell your spouse that information?
Like, if the dude is cheating, maybe he's like a toddler playing hide and seek. Like, I'll just hide on the couch and nobody will see me here. I'll hide behind this cushion, right?
Right.
So maybe he thinks it's so obvious that nobody will realize it, but it could be a coworker that he's taking. Does he work close to the place? Why is our default always infidelity?
The red flag for me here is that they used to enjoy weekly date nights at this specific place and it stopped. So that to me is a change in pattern. And now all of a sudden you go from having these weekly date nights at this specific spot and now you're bringing a new lady. I don't blame the waitress for having these assumptions whatsoever.
I feel like Abby is the chief detective on stuff like this because she's got this podcast called The Breakup Breakdown. So she goes through all of these breakups, these dramatic breakups, and she describes them. So you've seen every case.
Yeah, so I guarantee you this waitress has probably submitted this in my forms to be like, can you figure out what happened to this marriage? They came here every week and now he's got a new lady.
Abby, you're the Nancy Drew of breakups.
I really am. And so like if I were to DM this woman and be like, hey, did you go through a divorce? She would probably ignore me because she'd probably be like, well, I'm still married. So then I would have to go around and like message the man and be like, what's going on here? It could be a coworker. If it's a favorite restaurant, maybe he just wanted to bring her there, but something shady.
All right, so we can test them tonight. We can try a bunch of different things. We could do the flower thing. We could do the Instagram thing. There's a whole bunch of different things we can do. Try to get to the truth. We'll get her on tomorrow if we get any results, and we'll tell her what's going on. But it seems pretty obvious.
Yep.
The Burt Show.